With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A key measure of inflation fell to a nearly five-year low last month.
The cost of goods and services didn't rise as fast in January as they did a year ago. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%, not too far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target.
That is Greg Clugston reporting. The U.S. economy does seem to be humming along. The latest government stats report that in January, average wages rose by 0.4%. Prices went up for consumers at a smaller rate than that. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin says that Congress is working to cut red tape and take other steps to increase affordable housing in this country.
We're about 6 million housing units short in the United States. This is one of the biggest drivers that's driving up costs for families who are trying to get into their first home or a bigger home as their family grows.
And he spoke to the Salem Radio Network. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire emphasizes the significance of Congress passing the SAVE Act, also known as the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
I think that this SAVE Act is a massive thing for the country right now. I don't know why anybody would believe, unless you're Kamala Harris, who can't even put into words why you would need an ID to vote, why we wouldn't want to secure our elections with the most basic thing, which is you have to be an American to vote in elections in the United States, and you got to be able to show an ID.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Some leading Republicans in the Senate are resisting passage of the SAVE Act, and more conservative members are accusing them of opposing voter integrity. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indexes was mixed yesterday, but most of them saw some recovery from big losses earlier in the week. The Dow closed up 48 points. This is SRN News. There's a new call for action against China.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says that there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in some countries like North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries such as Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. That's the language most Iranians use. This is SRN News. Law enforcement investigating the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother sealed off a road last night near Nancy Guthrie's home in Arizona.
A parade of sheriffs and FBI vehicles, including forensic vehicles, passed through the roadblock that was set up about 2 miles from the house. The county sheriff's department said the activity was part of the Guthrie case, but it said further information was unavailable since it was a joint investigation with the FBI.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. The 84-year-old Guthrie was reported missing on February 1st. Authorities have expressed concerns about her health because she needs daily medication. She's said to have a pacemaker and has dealt with high blood pressure and heart issues as well. The FBI said it has collected more than 13,000 tips since February 1st. That was the day that Guthrie was reported missing. They've also submitted DNA evidence for testing. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.